Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, guys. Of course, this hour brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Got to give a big shout out to Tinker, man. I celebrated a birthday last week and didn't realize his birthday was also last week. So big shout out. Happy birthday, Tinker!
A big bear fell on me.
He's one of our loyal listeners and always hanging out. Jay's out here too, man. Look at this, man.
Hey, man, one of the great Atlanta Falcon fans of all time. Long-suffering.
Hadn't seen Jay in a minute.
For many years in the end zones.
But as an OU fan, I'd be hiding too.
Yeah. Boy, they suck. Yeah. Oh, that just happened.
An OU fan. Ah, you didn't think I was going to go there, did you?
Hey, Carl.
Pretty good season for you guys, huh?
Carl, what? Sooner? Nah, later. hey, man. Real quick, before we wrap up the conversation on Trae Young, which got a lot of responses on social media, text lines blowing up, can't read all the texts.
No.
But our money, G Money, whose son just went to Morehouse, and again, he'll be working overtime to pay for that dorm. Real quick, he brought this to our attention. Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Pascal Siakam are all-stars over LaMelo Ball, Tyrese Maxey, and Trae Young. Who would you rather see in an all-star game that you want to watch for entertainment?
Entertainment, because that's what it is.
Especially when we're going with this split squad nonsense. Okay, so those guys will be on one of those four teams?
Yep.
Give me a freaking break.
That's what it is.
I mean, this is akin to the women's game not sending Caitlin Clark to Paris. You want to grow your sport or you want to just keep it up? I mean, it makes no sense. Put your best young stars on a showcase.
Correct.
And your established stars on a showcase. Period.
Yeah. Well, there always has been in the NBA with the NBA All-Star Game, the established guys and then the changing of the guard, right? The guys that are coming.
Right.
There's always been that. And what it is, it allows us to fall in love with some of these guys that we don't see every night or don't watch. And you go, man, who is that again? I got to watch it. Who's this guy? Kobe? Right. Kobe Bryant? Who's this? That's how this happens as you start to see the old guard, which is Kevin right. Durant, LeBron, Curry. Guys, 3 years from now, all those cats will be done. They're going to be off out of the league. Who are the guys that are coming? And to your point, I agree with you on that, Mike.
Real quick, our buddy Sean Hairston listening and on Twitter says, Trae's situation reminds him of Charles Barkley. It took Barkley a little time to be an all-star. Wasn't beloved like he is now.
True.
And he was playing in the major market of Philadelphia.
It's a great point. And people thought Charles was a chump and a troublemaker and a thug. I mean, seriously, because of the way he played.
Plus, it was also, you got to go back to where the media was back then.
Yep.
As we all know, the media's a bunch of clowns, a bunch of racist clowns back then.
And you know, absolutely. And you know what else Charles was? He was sassy with the media. He did not care.
He let it rip.
And people were like, oh, he can't say that. And he's like, I don't care what you think. So that turned some people off. Nevertheless, man, more on Trae coming up, more on the Hawks. 6 o'clock hour, Money Harris as well, and you'll hear our buddy Brian McFadden as we get ready for Super Bowl 59. Let's talk about what went down at the airport yesterday. Because we said to you guys last week, we were at the Atlanta United training grounds, And for anybody right now that's listening, going, oh, you know, I'm not really an Atlanta United fan. Fine. We've said this from the jump, and we've been in since day one. Give it a chance. For those of you who've been to matches, you know how exciting they are. You know the passion that is
right
there. Whether we're winning or losing, it's a fun event to go to, all right, any match. So Miguel Amarone was a part of our championship team in 18. He leaves. He goes to Newcastle. He's overseas playing. He has a you know, illustrious career over there. But now they bring him back. And, Mike, I was blown away by the fans. First of all, who's finding parking at the airport? Okay, let's be honest. First of all, let's talk about keeping it real.
I mean,
who's parking out there?
Did all the people who showed up basically park at, like, the Park-a-Dot lot and then took a bus?
It's crazy.
So we were saying this earlier. If you hadn't seen the video, I retweeted it. Our buddy Joe Patrick and I think Jason had it as well, Jason Longshore. But it's up there at Mike Bell ATL.
This was yesterday.
This is yesterday. So Miguel Amarone on a flight from the U.K., and someone took the time, whether it was coming from London or from Newcastle, wherever, they knew that Miggy's on the flight. And you had 150 people or more at the airport to greet Miggy, three deep, where they come in, and they're waiting there, cheering. You see his face, and he's taking pictures, and he's shaking hands. And it was just bananas because this guy was a rock star. I thought that, you know, the business model was we're going to develop young talent. He was the first Paraguayan star to actually succeed in the English Premier League.
True,
because you guys know Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, but this thing was different. But anyway, he goes there. Some of the managers he had didn't understand him, and to his detriment, as you said, man, he should have been a bigger star than he even was. He could have been better. But they miss him. He's back here. Our fans show up. Atlanta United fans are going bananas. You said it. After 17 and 18, we had people who didn't know anything about soccer, and I'd see them because I had those season tickets, and you'd see folks that didn't have United gear. So you'd be in your seats, and these folks are like, I'm here with my kids from Alpharetta to look at this soccer. Not sure what this is all about. And all of a sudden at halftime, hats that don't fit, ill-fitting shirts, scarves, they all loaded up at halftime.
They're at the store.
Because there was juice. But I do think this will reinvigorate and get – we always talk about the casual fan.
Sure.
I think this brings that juice and that vibe back to Atlanta United that, if we're honest, we haven't seen consistently since 2019.
No, I agree.
I know there's the hardcore fans. We know there's the supporter section. But we're talking about where it crosses over to get folks who don't even usually give a flip wanting to go spend their money.
That's the key. And on any given night when this team is good, you're getting 45-plus down at Mercedes-Benz
right. If
they're not opening up the whole giddy-up. The best thing about this video and the best thing about Miguel Amarone that you know, I loved about it was he stopped and signed almost every damn autograph and took pictures with almost everybody
right
that he could. Now, I don't know about you. You flown international? It's a long flight. Okay? I know they're going to be waiting on me when I get there, but damn, yeah. I'm tired. Can I get there? He was, like, ecstatic to just have people embrace him and be like, dude, we love you and we're glad you're back. Mike, they had signs, welcome home, and all this stuff. And I tweeted it out as well this
right.
morning when I saw it. I was just blown away. And I think it speaks to the fandom.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Of Atlanta United fans.
Right.
There's no other, like it or not, there's no other fan base that is more passionate
right.
in our city right now. Braves fans, I hear you. We got chips. We don't act this way.
Right.
Falcon fans, we know. We up and down sometimes, and we're frustrated. We don't act this way. When a guy comes back to town after being gone since, what, five years?
Yes.
And gets this response, that's big, man.
One other thing about him, 6 years, actually, Florida State math. The other thing is, you said Atlanta sets the tone. We were talking about whether it's hip-hop, television,
everything
music.
Everything except sports.
You know, everything. Well, guess what? The one sport where Atlanta did set the tone was MLS.
True.
Because you had a bunch of NFL owners who had a soccer team like Robert Kraft, and they may have won a championship, but they were just basically kind of guilty of, like, you know, just dereliction of duty. They were like, oh, whatever. Arthur Blank comes in, maxes out as much as you can spend, because it's a pennies on the dollar compared to the NFL, but Arthur takes it there, gives you the stadium that you wanted, built for soccer, and all of a sudden, we're one of the biggest draws. We're outdrawing all the big teams in Europe, where we're making... I told you, I was wearing the jersey when we were in Venice back in 2018,
recognize
and people
it.
Are coming up to us going, Atlanta United! It's like, it was real. But, I mean, the point I'm making is, we set the tone to where now MLS has expanded. We're kind of like the Wayne Gretzky, how Gretzky brought the NHL into the Sun Belt. Same thing with Atlanta United. The MLS isn't where it is now without what Arthur Blank's commitment and what we did.
Yes.
And Miggy was a part of that.
It was. But when I say sets the tone and everything.
But, I mean, in the world of – I know it's a finite world of soccer.
It is. And we're talking about culturally, right? We're talking about influencing every part of our lives. Atlanta has had some part of that, no matter where you live. But with the sports is what I'm saying is, and some people, to your point, but I also think, like, Mike, this is why I'm looking at Gordon. Folks who are not flown here but born here rep this thing the way they do because they understand that nobody gets it.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.